This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music.
This is FM 2.0, forever music. We've got me, Dean, Stormy. Grizz should be here soon. Basically, the entire band is here. Pistols of Dawn, how are you guys?
What's up?
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We were, you know, I think a good test to a good rock band is when I'm at the gym and does your music motivate me? And it does.
Yes.
I had no problems at all today just doing it. Now, you guys are in Atlanta, right?
So we're based in Atlanta, and the band is run out of Atlanta. However, now I'm in Atlanta. Will is in South Carolina. John and Gabe are in Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when we made our lineup changes, we became a much more, national act.
How those rehearsals happen on Zoom?
Thankfully, I'm about 2 hours from Atlanta, so I can just hop down on the highway.
We fly in.
John and Gabe have to fly.
on your private jet. They got private jets.
Well, that's how we roll in Pistols of Dawn, you know. So they fly in from Miami a lot. It's a one-hour flight. It's cheap. And so we fly them up, and we rehearse as much as needed. And then a lot of the times, like, I'll send Will down to the guys in Miami, and they'll work together for a couple days. So it's pretty easy.
Okay. Well, talking about your, like, listening to your songs, like, first of all, the Fly radio edit, I love the lyric video that's done for that. I actually put that on TikTok. That turned out really good. I'm going to play a clip from that. You have, what is it, 6 million streams? And you guys are just going crazy right now. And you just mentioned tours. You were with, what was it like touring with Wolfie from Mammoth WVH?
The life-changing experience. That was my first tour ever. and I was...
He seems like such a nice guy, Wolfie.
I tell you, Wolfie and the guys in Alter Bridge, Miles Kennedy and Mark Tremonti and all of them, they were just the nicest people. Like, that, the entire crew, people on that tour. I mean, that was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever witnessed, working with those guys. Because, I mean, they were just so welcoming and so wholesome and so warm to everybody. And it was just a great feel-good atmosphere the entire time.
You as a lead guitarist, were you trying to get in Tremonti's head a little bit?
Yeah. Absolutely. He came down. I think it was in the Colorado show that we did. He came down, and we were talking about guitars for a little bit. He asked me about this one that I had, which I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, I'm talking to Mark Tremonti.
Yeah, you know, you have those moments where you're like, what?
Yeah, for sure.
Storm. Yeah, she disappeared on me.
It was pretty life altering being with those guys, because, you know, they play so well, both Alter Bridge and Mammoth, and they're such nice guys, and they literally have a policy on tour. And it's a well-known policy within the bands and the crews that, you know, everybody has to be nice. And they literally would come down before they play early in the evening, and Miles would be like, everybody being nice to you. He'd like literally check on us.
Wow. And,
oh yeah. I mean, and just the nicest guys, the crew were the nicest guys. And, you know, every night you had such a high level of play, you know, like everybody, we definitely raised our game when we went out with these guys, because they're such professionals and they're so great at what they do. You know, Wolfgang Van Halen, it's so funny. He'll come on stage with his Crocs early in the day and you know, sound check and you know, and just his guys are just chilling and everybody's just chilling, and then the play starts and it's just like boom. It's a beautiful thing. And one of the things we challenged Will to do on that tour, because of Wolfie and because of Tremonti was to start the shows with a solo. So we wanted to be basically the first opening act that either of them had ever had in their careers, where someone had the balls to play in front of 5,000 to 8,000 people a night and start with a solo. And Will pulled that off beautifully.
Oh, man. Sweet. Nice. Yeah. Lots of fun. Like that.
Just as a side technical show note, I saw your note, Dean, and I saw the error, and I'm trying to re-add it back. Let me see if it does.
Okay.
It was failing to stream. All right, it's a green check mark now, so hopefully.
Okay.
Although it removed the invite, so the people are just going to have to go to the site and see it. But I don't know. It kept erroring, so I've removed it, re-added it. It seems to be streaming now.
Okay.
I mean, it looked like, and whoever was watching, so somebody was watching apparently. Because now it's right. Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to diverge from what
you're good.
No worries.
So I've re-added it back. All right. So anyway, we're back here and I want to talk about your songs. For example, the radio edit is slightly different than what's on the record, right? The radio edit.
Indeed. Yes, very, very different. Right. So we got back from tour and our radio team wanted a much less screaming type song, and we had already made our lineup changes with these masterful musicians over here, John and Gabe, and so I got my guys on the line and I just said, hey, actually we were in person down in our rehearsal space, and I said, hey, our radio people want a new edit, you know, y'all down. And boom, 3 days later, it was, you know, they had it knocked out. That's how amazing these Will and John and Gabe are. And we, you know, we wanted to give it the very cool modern sound that we have now. And so it changed a little bit.
Little bit, but man, is it a good tune.
Thank you.
In fact, I was reading the comments. Somebody said the new version's really good. And that's what I want to get into is there's a moment in this song. And I want to say what I was sharing here. It's, I think I got it here. So let me cue this up. That's what we do here. We actually feature the songs and the music. How about that?
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Of course, there's so many in the room. I got to hit mute on everybody here. So let me do that. Otherwise, it echoes. So what we're going to play here is a little bit of Stormy Beat Me to It. As she always does. We're going to play a little bit of the song. This is Why. The radio edit. And one other button to click here. And there we go. So let's watch this together, shall we? This is Pistols at Dawn, Fly, radio edit. And I love this part. I am lost this world. And it gets better. Here we go.
But I know what you are. A falling sun.
guys. All right, let me get you back in here. God, is that awesome? That is fly. Let me get the sharing done here. A lot of people to unmute. Man, I need an engineer. Wow. All right.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Badass.
You know, in conversations we've had, and I love that a modern rock band, you guys are still doing it, is people get away from bridges anymore.
Yes. Oh, that's, man.
Killer bridge right there.
Thank you.
Yes.
The bridges, I mean, that's like, that's the part of the song that takes you in that other direction, you know, that blindsides you. And this is supposed to give you another emotion.
And exactly.
I hate that so many people are dropping bridges. Like, it's...
We seem bridges to talk and about intros.
Yeah.
We seem to talk about that in every interview. How it's just, it's all going up just straight to the hook. It's all about the hook. They're skipping bridges. Just, you know, too much simplification of the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love the take you guys did on that song. That is just Barry Hammock. That was rocking. We got comments too that come in here. That was rocking.
Yes.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, that was so that's the thing is that sound. So what were your influences? Whoever wants to answer that question. I mean, all of you, there's a bunch of you. So who are your biggest influences here?
I mean, I think Adam's the most equipped to answer this one because this song was kind of written before me and Gabe joined.
Yeah, so the original version of Fly, we wrote it, the former lineup, we wrote it probably in about 20 minutes. The previous lead rhythm guitarist, name was Devin White. Devin came in with the riff for Fly, and it was just one of those. I credit him a ton just for his talent in writing that riff. It's just one of those where he started playing it, and boom, it just wrote itself. If that makes any sense, it just has that feeling. He was big into Slayer and Pantera and Parkway Drive and serious metal, including like Led Zeppelin and you know, true rock growing up, Metallica and true rock growing up. The rest of the band when we wrote that song, you know, a lot of you know, 80s hard rock and rock, 80s metal, 90s new metal, hard rock, you know, 2000s new metal, hard rock. And so, you know, we had the full gamut, but we always kind of looked at ourselves as a true rock band. And I think that song personified the band at the time because it's just a real rock song. You know what I mean? Like if someone said to me, hey, give me a song that really identifies your band, I would play Fly for them. I'd play the original Fly version for people who want to hear what we used to sound like, and I would play the new Fly version for what we are now. And to be quite frank, we've already been writing, and you, the other guys can tell you more about it, but we've already written the new album for 24.
Wow. Nice.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah, dude. And you want bridges, you want intros, you want solos, you want influences. I mean, dude, these guys I'm playing with are out of control talented and incredible writers, each of them in their own right. And it was such a collaborative effort, and they can elaborate, but I'm just telling you, you know, we're a true rock band. You know, we're a mainstream radio rock band. For some reason, what we write, it fits very well on the radio. And I can tell you the best album Pistols of Dawn will have ever done to date will be the new record. So hold your britches and get ready, because it's coming.
Hold your britches.
I'm thrilled to hear the guitar solos, because you know there was a long period there where
guitar solos
were almost shamed.
If I you know.
Added them into the man. Song.
Yeah, we are hoping to fix that a little bit on this.
No, good.
Yeah, no tracks. We don't use tracks live.
Oh,
that's good.
Great. Yeah. That's great. So let me ask. So is it Gabe, Adam, you, and Gabe that were part of the original crew? Is that
so? No. So I started the band with two previous members, and then we've had a multitude of members through the years. You know, if you're going to be in a pro elite band, you know, changes have to happen, unfortunately, for one reason right. or another.
No. Yeah, of course.
And so after the other changes were made, Will had joined the band with some of the previous members, and he toured the last year And then the other two guys, John and Gabe, they joined right after the last
John
tour.
And Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's all making sense now. It's like it's all going to filter into my brain here.
That's the way it goes.
Well, no, hey. And what I did like, though, is John did a TikTok where you talked about voices. Which wasn't, you know, that's a song that you're coming into the band. You're like, hey, I love this part in the song. So were you a fan of Pistols at Dawn? Is that what grabbed
you? I mean, to be, Adam kind of found me. So I hadn't really heard the music yet before I met the band, but like Adam found me through a TikTok because, you know, in this day and age, TikTok, Instagram, social media, that's where your bread and butter as a musician is, like getting out the word about yourself, about your band. And Gabe and I were actually in a metal band down here in Miami. Oh. We still are. But and Adam found me off one of the TikToks that I had posted doing a sing through of one of our songs. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. We got on a phone call and I was on a flight to Atlanta about 2 weeks later meeting the boys. And like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Adam, and then after you messaged John in TikTok, is that what happened? You say, hey, man, is that what happened? So
our creative director is female. She was tasked with searching the entire country on social media and finding a replacement and a new frontman that we would move forward with permanently. And because at the time we didn't have someone that we were going to be with for the long term. Right. And so she gets on, I guess she gets on TikTok and she sees this very hot, good looking guy, as she says to me, she's like, okay, this guy's got, okay, he's got the look. So she saw him do something else. He does some very interesting covers and stuff when he does his private TikToks and stuff. So she saw that first and she was like, okay, he's hot. Then she checked it, you know, because we need a hot front man. We need a hot young front man.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. And right, we are not bashful.
Gabe's doing the smolder right now. You see that?
If he wasn't a panty dropper as he sung, we wouldn't have hired him.
Oh my god.
You know, and so you said your fiance was cool with that. Anyway, so anyway, she hears it and then she just dug deeper and went into his entire history and found his they have a progressive metal band in Florida and down in Miami, and that's ridiculously talented. First John, we were just looking for a singer at the time, and his talent was off the charts with the progressive metal band that he's a part of. And so it was kind of, did y'all see the movie Rockstar?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, when you mentioned Will smiled a lot, that's the movie I thought of right away when Mark Wahlberg was like trying to not smile in the photo. That's Will.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Just now that you say something. Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, that, and we actually had the Rockstar moment. Basically I emailed him out of nowhere. Hey, we're, you know, Billboard top 40 rock band in Atlanta. We need a singer. Are you interested? He said, yes. 2 seconds later, I called him. He was on a flight, I think within a few days. Wow. And, it was funny as hell too, because he and his fiance put, I think, Apple, those tags on his bags in case he got kidnapped. Cause they weren't sure we were, you know, it had to be too good to be true that this, you know, big new band was contacting him and having him fly up. But that was the true rock star moment. And then he came up,
yeah,
he auditioned, and it was a rushed audition, so he didn't have a lot of time to prepare. But I saw just this glimpse.
So what song did he sing?
All of them.
Yeah.
The whole set list.
What'd you learn the song on the plane? How did that?
Nope.
He had his phone out.
I had my phone out the whole time. I was like memorizing lyrics. I was just like, oh my God, how am I going to remember this? And it worked.
Yeah. I mean, I think he got one of them right. And, and so what happened was, you know, the rest of the guys in the band that time, the previous members, they were like, well, I don't know, we'll see. And so I went ahead and had him preparing while we were on our next tour. to be ready to join the band after that tour. And literally we got back from that tour, made the changes we needed, and man, he did the work. He got ready. We started writing immediately. We saw that he's an incredible writer. And then, oh, by the way, we happened to need a bassist. And here's this amazing, he just happened to have his best friend Gabe over here from the same band, who's incredible. He brings him, the four of us, we think we're gonna go five, and then we're like, nope. And in one day, that was just it. We nailed it, and it was over.
Wow.
Now, John, so John is the one singing on the fly?
That's me.
Wow. You just listen to? Man, you got pipes on you, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got your front, man. Look at that. You got it.
Boom.
Well, I do have to ask, because Dean and I are big progressive rock fans too, is how is that transition? You know, because Prague is all about technical and all that, and this is straight up rock, right? And are you going to be flaring out a little bit? Is Adam going to let you flare out a little, do you think? Adam's like,
what? I think so. I think so. The only thing he always tells me is like, no Cookie Monster vocals. And because it was like progressive metal. So you gotta show off the skill. If you're not the guitarist, bitch, in that band, I don't play guitar at all, just because, you know, between Gabe and the other guitarists, it's like, I'm not even gonna try. Like, just the crazy time signatures and everything. And then like the way I show off is just going into different like vocal styles, going from like very harsh vocals, very clean vocals. And it is different, but at the same time, like with rock music, I think it gives you that much more space to have fun with it. You know, I mean, we're progressive. It's very technical. It's very, you have to be on it. Like when you perform progressive music, a lot of the time you're just standing still trying to remember, oh, what the hell is this time signature that we wrote? And then it's like some crazy stuff. Like I'll say 7/8, but it'll go in like weird different time signatures, and keeping track of all that. And with this one, it's just, it's more honest. It's more like from the soul. It's like focused on all stuff. You're focused on just playing and coming from the inside. And
well, like when
just
you're
different. What do you think, Gabe?
Well, real quick, what I noticed, like when you're saying, I'm like a bird, when you're holding the note in bird, very strong. I think that's the power. Like Chester was always great in Linkin Park, of he could be forceful but melodic. And you're forceful but melodic. That's key.
Yeah.
That's really good. And I don't want to leave Will out either. Or Gabe. Gabe hasn't spoken yet, has he?
I'm just here looking, trying to look good. You know, it's just.
That's funny. Well, but Will, what's one of your favorite songs to play live?
Oh man, I would say all of them, but I think I'm gonna have to go with Under the Surface, which is the opening track off of Ascension.
I love that.
And so like now when we play live, and not to give away any live set list or anything, but we like to open with that now. And so we come out and it's just like, boom! Like that song is so heavy. The riff is monstrous. It's slow, so it's got that nice slow groove to it. And so I definitely say that one, because that gets people moving for sure.
You know, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, they did a cover from that Encanto. When I first saw it, right, I was like, what is that, Under the Surface? Under this? I like, you guys cover. Like, oh, no, it's no, there's another band that did that. Remember Stormy from Michigan too? No Resolve? No Resolve did a cover of that. And that's what I was thinking. It was like, oh, is that? But it's not. When I remember I said I was at the gym. This is a song that got me going here.
Yes.
While I got you, and we were talking about it, and Gabe, I don't want to make you silent this whole time. If there's something, you have something you want to say.
Well, I was going to say that my favorite song was Under the Surface, but now I don't want to feel like I'm copying Will. So all I will say was the whole, just because of how entering the band was for me such a silly story, I just want to share how you know, I hear John, my singer, he's been my singer for 8 years, is getting this opportunity. And I'm like, good for you, dude, go and get it. And then he comes back and he's like, so they need a bassist. And if you don't know my story, I'm not exactly I'm a metal guitarist. I've been for the last 13 years, basically. And they're like, do you want to go? And I was just like, you know what? Let me try. So I borrowed my friend's bass. I learned all the songs in like a week. And then I showed up and these guys are amazing. The vibe was instant. And now I'm just here and I'm down for the ride.
Well, let's do this. While we got like a minute left with you, and then Taproot is up next, an amazing band.
Hey. Awesome. Oh yeah, we played with them at Madison. We just
played with them.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, and yeah. I saw the Madison concert. Look at that. It's a happy family here.
Yeah.
So he'll be in a minute here, but let's do this. Before we go here, I wanna play this song here. Now in this video, Adam, the official video, there's gonna be different members, right?
Which song?
Under the surface.
Under the Surface.
Yeah, but Will actually had auditioned and got offered the gig the same day, a week before the video.
1 week before I joined it was 1 week after I joined the band.
Yeah, he was in a tribute band in South Carolina, a very good tribute band, and he had a show the night of that video, and he pulled out of the show so he could be in the Under the Surface video. And
Wow. Well, here we go. So let's do this. I'm going to hit mute here, and we'll play this video for everyone on the way out. Stormy muted. Great. That's always good. We're going to play a little bit of it now here for everyone that's watching, especially on TikTok. There's a big crew there watching at this point. Here we go. Here's a little Under the Surface, folks. And this got me going at the gym today. Take what you want. I'm going to get thrown out of the gym one of these days because I just lose my head and people probably staring at my ass, making a fool of myself at the gym, but I don't care. That's what I live for.
Hell yeah. Turn that up at the gym.
All right.
Absolutely. Throw some stuff around.
You guys kick ass. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much
for having us. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Absolutely. Come back. Have a great night, guys.